Paul, before we get to, I think, what everybody's talking about, can you just give us an update quick on Adam Lowry?
Yeah, we're going to get him looked at here today. It's not significant. I don't think it'll be a tremendous amount of time. I'm not sure. I'll get a better idea this afternoon whether he's a player tomorrow or not.
So the goal, the day after, just kind of where everybody around the league is talking about it, so kind of where are you on this?
There's probably enough people talking about it. They don't need me to. I don't feel any differently this morning than I did last night. I don't like the call. But game tomorrow, so off we go.
From your standpoint, though, like from the end of last night to where we are now, does the league talk to you, or how does that work kind of between teams and the league and something goes on that way?
I don't call them. They don't call me. It's a nice arrangement. I'm good with it.
Would someone else maybe in the organization have a conversation, though, with them just for some clarity?
Only if their job description is worse than mine.
Dmitry Kulikov, good to go tomorrow?
Goes in tomorrow, yeah.
And is he going to play on the right side?
Well, we're going to wait to make sure everybody's healthy tomorrow, and then I'll tell the guy who's coming out, so I haven't told him yet.
Tyler Myers came back. It was a bit of a scare there with the block shot, but...
Just a stinger. It's a long leg to lose feeling in. He's fine.
If Adam Lowry can't go, Andrew Kopp would slide right back
in the middle, yep.
You've had two previous meetings with Colorado, both very close games, expecting more of the same. Obviously, they're missing a pretty key piece tomorrow, but you guys are as well.
Yeah, they all have been, with Colorado going back a long ways, a lot of one-goal games. They skate really well. They move the puck real fast. They've got a nice structure of the game, lots of confidence. The versions of it, in some ways, will look a little bit like Vegas, how they move the puck, how they attack off the rush, where they generate their offense from. So it'll be a fast game.
And just on the power play, which has been such a good weapon for you guys lately, obviously a tough night last night and the shorthanded goal. Was that more what Vegas was doing, or were you guys not doing it?
You're going to get three or four of those a year, and based on our power play and how it's looked all year, that's a one-off that you don't even deal with.
You brought up player safety as being one of your major issues yesterday in dealing with that. Is it a stage where, because there's so much confusion about what does constitute goaltender interference, that there's a concern that the league is not protecting its players in those situations?
No, I mean, there certainly wasn't going into it. I mean, going into the idea that the goaltender would operate comfortably in his crease, I think, was well established, and the argument was, God, was there really goaltender interference there, right? The pendulum had swung so far, and I'm going to assume that last night was a one-off, that we won't see that again. I don't think that they're encouraging the pendulum to go to the other side where all swings are good when the puck is in the crease. I think they missed it. They made a mistake. I don't think you'll see it again.
Sorry, Paul, just going back to Lowry, obviously he took a puck in the face and was involved in a couple of bigger collisions. Can you provide any clarity on what the injury was related to, or either one of those things?
Not of those first three, just a small bump at the end. Yeah, he was fine. The puck in the face was... He was fine.
Do you discuss goalie interference or what constitutes it with the players back there?
No, not really. So the way it used to work always, you kind of look at your tender first because he's the first guy that knows as he gets bumped. And then you watch the video and you make your call on where you think it is. You know, I think I missed one earlier in the year in game two based on the way I thought it was going to be called, and then I kind of stopped thinking about that. I look at it. If I think there is, I'm going to make the call. If I don't, I won't.
Is there a lot of confusion on your part? I'm not just looking at what happened yesterday with Connor, but, I mean, it's obviously been a hot topic around the league as to...
I'm rarely confused when I make the call. I was very sure last night that would be the ones I was probably the most sure of. And I was wrong, but I wasn't confused when I made the call. And after that, it's really out of my hands.